Hey, good Saturday morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in on Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock here, and Isaac Chops on the board for us today. And Jamie, good show here today. We're going to try to plug in some Rossville stuff, a little bit of Frankfort stuff.
Yep, still working on maybe the last one of the day. Maybe it'll just be a segment of me and you talking about NIL.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, there's big money being spent there, aren't there? People are dropping big dollars.
Yeah, it's changing the whole landscape of college athletics.
Yeah, it's almost a minor league system now.
Could be. Yep. Our first guest will be Brad Scott of Rossville Baseball. 9:15 will be James Byers, the Frankfort track coach. And then at 9:30, Mercedes Davis, the softball coach for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. But I think we have Coach Brad Scott on the line.
Coach,
good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for joining us. I know you got a ball game today, but man, you're off to a 5-5 start. But your five losses have come to some pretty big teams.
Yeah, and actually, out of those five losses, we've been competitive in all of them. Haven't lost by more than three runs so far early in the season, and in multiple games. In which we lost, we've had opportunities late to tie or take a lead, and we just didn't get the timely hit for whatever reason. Is part of the game.
You started off playing a team from Illinois, right?
Yes, Bismarck Henning High School. They're a co-op school, but I would compare them to about the size of Delphi Carroll.
Well, you hit it on the nail when you said that even your losses, you're very, very competitive, and you're winning one-run games in itself. I look at the top of your schedule. You played a Frankfort team. It's not a bad basketball or baseball team. 3-point loss there. Bluffton, a 2-point loss. Adams Central, 2-point loss. And did you have to go up there, or did you make them come down to your place?
Yeah, so we Bluffton and Adams Central were part of a Howard County invite that Eastern and Northwestern host. It's a beautiful opportunity for us early in April, as now Eastern has a turf facility as well as Northwestern. So they host a tournament with eight teams. What is that? The second weekend in April. And it's good for us because we get to see some teams that we don't normally see.
Coach, you kind of brought up a topic we touched on last week with Frankfort and Clinton Prairie baseball, was be able to get games in here locally, and both those programs have went to Kokomo, and then on last week Clinton Prairie went to Lafayette to play so they could play on turf. Can you talk a little bit about that? I think it's kind of impressive for you guys to have 10 games in, because not very many teams do.
Yeah, and we're actually pretty lucky here at Rossville. I know against Frankfort, it was all hands on deck, and me and Coach Dudley joked around quite a bit throughout the day. And, we kind of take it as a challenge out here that to get the field ready and play if at all possible. And we actually went through, I think, all of our material, if that tells you anything, field dry and conditioner to get a game ready with Frankfort. But, spring here in Indiana is just one of those things that you got to do. If not, your schedule gets backed up, and it gets almost impossible to get those games in. And the most important thing to us around here is, the experience for our high school student athletes and getting them as many games as possible. And when you play the schedule that we play, we don't host, 50% of our home games a year. It's just part of when you take on Noblesville and other schools like that, you have a tough time getting them to come to Rossville. But at the same time, that's okay because, the experience that our kids gain from going to the Dunk there in Noblesville and some of the places that we get to go see and experience, it's worth it. But we take a lot of pride in our field and our field draining, and we think that it takes water better than a lot of schools in a multiple county radius around here.
That's kind of our point, Coach. We're trying to break awareness to the locals in this area that maybe one nice facility would be great for all the county schools involved, because you guys do have to put a lot of time in, and then the kids, not having an opportunity to play a lot of nights when other programs and other communities are playing because they have better facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no, I mean, there's nothing that's going to beat turf with where we're located here in Indiana and the spring weather that we get. You know, it's one of those things that you just, if it's not lightning, you could play. You know, 38 degrees after, you know, a monsoon rain, you're still playing. You don't have to wait for it to dry out. Like, you know, it'd take a day or so for, you know, most fields to do after a good rain. You're playing 10, 15 minutes after, you know, a downpour. It's one of those things that, and the benefits in the summer, you know, with Grand Park being only 45 minutes to an hour away now and the overflow of their tournaments, they're constantly, I know, looking for extra fields. And, you know, obviously they pay for those. So, I mean, it's a facility that would ultimately be used probably 8 months out of the year.
Coach, let's talk about your players now. I mean, you're 5-5, so you've got some good things going on, maybe not so good things. What's been so far the most impressive thing for you, and what's the thing you're still working on?
Yeah, I mean, our pitching has really been really good, especially the top end of our pitching with Matthew Ford, who's the senior. He's the ace of the staff, and then, you know, we kind of joke around and say we have a 1A and a 1B in a game against Adams Central. A couple weeks ago after the game, Eli Barnes, I had told the team that he graduated. Kid's a sophomore, but is just taking his game to the next level on the mound. And we got a guy that can eat some innings and is just a baseball player. And Zach Wainscott, who's also, you know, our leading offensive player. He plays shortstop. So far in this young season, through 10 games, Zach has 16 hits. He's driven, he has 15 RBIs, and he scored 11 runs. He's kind of our jack of all trades there offensively, but, you know, you don't get those 15 RBIs unless you got guys in front of you, you know, getting on base. So it's been a team thing with our success early in the season, you know, but we started out 0-3, and won five or four out of our last five, I know, with our only loss being against Noblesville on Monday. And that's, you know, Noblesville's ranked number 4 in 4A in the state. And, you know, we competed to a 6-3 game, and honestly, it could have been a run or two closer if not for a few of our own miscues.
Well, I grew up watching Zach Wainscott's grandpa. And if he works as he works as hard as his grandpa worked playing baseball, he's going to be a stud before he gets out of there. I'm telling you, Denny Wainscott used to pitch to his dad. His dad was a firefighter when he wasn't on the job, and he would pitch for hours over there. You could hear the ball popping in the glove. He worked his fanny off. And if Zach is anything like his grandpa, he's going to be really, really good. So I'm happy for you there. You know, Coach, I look at your schedule, you're 5-5, and what it reminds me of is you think about Rossville basketball. They play, you guys go out and play big schools, you don't care. I'm not saying you don't care about your schedule, but what it does is you're getting ready to get into a tournament that you may only need two pitchers, maybe three at the beginning, but once you get past the first round, two pitchers could get you all the way through the process. And so you are working with bigger schools, and you're putting these kids to the test, and they're still competing.
Yeah, and we do. We preach around here that it's a process. You know, and even after those losses, after the game, you're telling the guys, you know, like, I get it that we're 1-4 at one point, you know, and your record is what it is. However, through, like, on our process, you know, we're putting little check marks down and trying to preach to the guys that you're one hit away. You're one hit away from your record being 4-1 instead of 1-4 when you're playing these close games. This might come off a little wrong, but we don't really care about the record. you know, the only record that really matters is your postseason record, at least to us. So we want to build the schedule as tough as we can, and we want to challenge the guys as much as we can. And we just view all of this as a process building up to sectional. And that's really, we talk about, you know, Memorial Day weekend and any baseball beyond that. That's when fun baseball is played. And that's when, you know, championships are won, and that's the record we care about. Everything else building up to that is just part of the process.
And watching your guys' program from afar for a lot of years, I think in my mind it starts at a youth baseball where you guys play a lot of baseball, go all over the state. You don't care who you play. You'll just go play, and then the tournament success the Hornets have relates over to you guys in the high school division.
Yeah, and it's something that is so beautiful about our sport. You know, you like basketball, football, especially football, obviously you're not going to have a 1A team really go be able to compete with 4A, you know, teams just because of the line play. It's so different. However, you know, our sport is so unique with the pitcher. You know, the pitcher, you got a guy that on the mound that can compete. He gives you a chance. And we've got a couple of those right now, and I think that starts at the young level, the youth level like you're talking about, though. You know, you don't just get a freshman and be able to teach him how to pitch in the short amount of time that we have with him, especially with the number of guys that we have that are multiple sport athletes at our size school, and develop him into, you know, a shutdown guy. That starts at the youth level, and I think that our youth program has done a tremendous job in that regard.
Well, you know, you look at your roster, and your feeder program is in full bloom right now, and that is you may have five or six seniors on your team, but you've got five or six sophomores or freshmen coming up behind them. And for me, that's where a lot of school misses out, and I think a lot of that goes to you, Coach, because kids are playing, wanting to play under your program.
Yeah, and we do take a lot of pride in that, but you know, ultimately it doesn't come down to the coach. It comes down to the players. You know, the players are the ones that have built this program that we have here today, and they're the ones that continue to grow and build it and get the guys, you know, the underclassmen bought into the systems and whatnot, and they're the ones that really deserve all the credit. Hey, we're just the, you know, us coaches, we're the guardrails. We're here to make sure that they're doing the right things and, you know, kind of guide them in any way we can. But their energy, their passion, you know, that's what is really building our program.
Can you talk about who's on your staff helping you this year, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. So Coach Matt Britt is my pitching coach. He's been with me now for, I think this is his fifth season with us. Former head coach at Sheridan, also spent a year at Clinton Central. John Jacoby's been with me since day one.
There's the link. Weak link.
Second guy.
The legend of Hoosier Land TV.
There's the weak link.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. If it wasn't for that guy, our program would not be where it is today. That he has done so much. You know, I mean, he embodies, you know, what youth sports really should be about at the high school level and youth level. You know, he's a coach with me here at the high school level, but then also, you know, is a licensed umpire, and you know, our AD gets a phone call on Thursday that, hey, we're only going to have one umpire for our JV game, you know, and right there is Coach Jacoby volunteering as a licensed umpire to provide not just Rossville, but Delphi JV, who came over, an opportunity to play with two umpires. If you know Coach Jacoby at all, he's not going to give Rossville any, you know, bang-bang calls in those type of situations, because just like myself, he's all about putting our kids through adversity and making them handle tough situations. So I love it any time that happens and our kids get to play with him as an umpire, because you might have been a step safe, but you're probably out if you're wearing Rossville red that day. Mm-hmm. But he does the same down at our youth level. You know, he'll go from practice down, and you can find them at the town park umping those games whenever, you know, our youth needs some help finding umpires. Just that type of stuff. He's been such an asset.
He's just a really good – sorry to interrupt you, Coach, but he's just a really good community guy and wants to see the Hornet program be successful from, you know, all the way at the younger ages all the way up. And he'll be that way for many, many years to come.
Yep.
Well, Coach, we know you got a game getting ready for you playing Frontier today. You have to go there, or they coming to your place?
No, they're coming here. They were a late add, you know, in mid-February, early March. Found out that sectional's not going to be at Remington Town Park there, Tri-County hosting. It's back to Frontier, so, you know, one of our first immediate actions was to get on the phone with them and find a day that we can come over and play a game just so that, you know, our team can get used to the drive and then get used to the facility there at the sectional site. So something we do every year regardless of who's hosting. It's just something we like to do.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you calling in this morning. Go get him today, and we'll catch up with you down the road to see how your continued success is going.
Appreciate you guys and everything you do for Clinton County Sports.
Hey, thanks. Thank you. Thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate you guys calling in.
All right. Quarter one at the end. Don't go away. We're coming back with the Frankfort Crack Coach, Coach Byers for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Hey, they're listening to us at the Clubhouse Barbershop. You can be listening to us, too. We appreciate it. Our sponsors are Winsky Brothers, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
All right, welcome back. Jimmy Blacker, Don Stock, Inside the Huddle. Our sponsor, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and we believe we have the head coach of the Frankfort track team, Coach Byers, on the phone. Coach, welcome and thanks for calling in today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How's it going out there in the land of the hot dogs?
It's going really, really well. We've had a couple meets so far this year. We got to run up at Harrison, and then we got to have a dual meet against North Montgomery. And then the girls just went to Noblesville on Tuesday. We're hosting a meet today at our place, and then the boys will go to Noblesville next Tuesday. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
That's the relays, right, over at Noblesville, is that right?
No, it's not a relays meet. It's just an invitational. So it's our girls got to run against two of the top five teams in the state, which was really cool to go and, you know, do our best against some of the best in the state.
Well, talk about your team and how your expectations are unfolding.
We got a pretty young team this year. We're really loaded with freshmen and sophomores, but we got some really good talent in the junior and senior class. You know, we got 34 girls and 61 boys on the team, so we got 95 kids out for track.
That's impressive.
it's great to see. It's great to see all these kids getting involved and working hard every day. Sarah Garcia does a tremendous job with our distance crew, and No Debris coaches our pole vaulters, and Phil Hammond has our hurdlers, and then Bruce Barney has been a longtime staple for our throwers, and they all do just a tremendous job with our kids and getting everybody to, work towards improving their marks every meet.
Coach, Prairie has a lot of kids, I should say, some kids going over to Purdue for their indoor stuff. Do the hot dogs compete in indoors?
Occasionally. We got a couple pole vaulters that'll go do some indoor stuff. We got a distance guy, Chris Angelis, who made a run to state and cross country. He went over and did some indoor stuff. But other than that, I mean, a lot of our kids are playing multiple sports, so they're busy during the winter.
So do you have any of your athletes playing two sports at the same time?
Not currently, no. That'd be pretty tricky to do in the spring. We do that occasionally in the fall with soccer and football, but the baseball team plays like 20-something games. It'd be tough to get the baseball and track at the same time.
Can you talk about one of your or a few of your top athletes that are leading the track team, Coach?
We got two pole vaulters that are both right around 12 foot in Ethan and Owen Hudspeth. Chris Angelis, like I said, was a state qualifier in cross country, and he's looking to do some stuff this year in the mile. We got a really, really deep sprint group, which is exciting. We got like 38 sprinters that are all within a second of each other. So we got a pretty good 4x1 team. We got a couple guys in the 100 that are both sub 12 seconds to run in like mid 11 something.
Not to interrupt, Coach, but 38 sprinters, how do you manage that in a dual meet? I mean, how many heats do you guys run to run that off?
A lot. We run a lot.
I don't know if I've seen that in a long time. I knew Harrison had like 200 kids on their team. But
yeah, we had
100 at Frankfort seems like a lot when compared to what it used to be.
We had 7 heats of the 100 meter dash and 7 meets of the 200 when we went against Harrison.
running all night.
Well, that's gonna be impressive to see, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we got a great group of kids that come out and work hard every day, and that makes it even more fun to coach.
So how's that correlating with the track program and lifting weights and running and with your football guys? Are you trying to get that both accomplished here in the spring?
It definitely helps with the crossover. Almost all of our starters or guys who are projected to start on the football team next year are on the track team.
That's got to help.
Got some speed then. We're going to add some speed.
They'll be fast as Don Stock.
Yeah, well, speed kills, Jamie. Speed
what,
kills.
Where would you put Don Stock? Is he a sprinter? Is he a pole vaulter, high jumper?
I've seen him out there mowing his grass. He's got long legs. He's a hurdler for sure.
A hurdler, okay. I didn't think about that one.
I'm thinking I'm sitting on the bench making sure everybody has water.
Yeah, you're you're probably right.
Yeah, you don't want to see me running. It's not a pretty sight.
Or me.
Yeah. Well, Coach, who are you running against today?
We got a bunch of teams coming in for this Invitational. Prairie's coming over. We got Oak Hills coming in. And then a few others. And so it'll be a really good meet. I know Oak Hills got some really good kids. And so it'll be a lot of fun to those guys and then have our guys can go down to Noblesville next week.
Well, Prairie's going to be bringing in a few good guys too. We've talked to them last week and they've got some good runners out there also.
Yeah, it's definitely, we're kind of all gearing up for that county meet next year next week on the guys and the girls side. And so I think that's kind of where we're all looking at right now.
Where's that meet at and when is it, Coach?
It'll be next Thursday at Clinton Central.
Wow.
of Central Sexton this year.
That's always important to them high school kids in Clinton County on who can come out here with that trophy. That's a big deal. I've attended that a few times.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun meet. It's a high energy meet. It's one that all the kids get really excited for, and it's one that we definitely circle on our calendar in terms of like how we're training and where we're trying to peak at. We want to be hitting our best times this time of year.
Coach, I want to get back to the number of athletes that you have in your track. It's pretty impressive. What do you think is the reason for the number that you have there? Because when you start looking at the rest of the programs, it seems like, and maybe I'm wrong, you can tell me I'm wrong, that the track team seems to have a lot more players as far as interest than maybe the rest of the group as you look at the number of folks that are in.
Well, not really so much as in the track program brings together three fall sport programs, right? So, like, we have 60 guys on the football team. We got 35 guys on the soccer team. We got, I think they run right around 15 to 20 kids on the cross-country team, right? And when you bring those three groups together, you get 100 kids on the track team. And so, you know, we got a bunch of kids out that are soccer kids, a bunch of kids out that are football kids, a bunch of kids out that are volleyball, basketball kids, a bunch of kids that are cross-country kids. And so, it's great to see all these kids. Like, you know, I don't have a lot of time in the fall to get to soccer games or things like that, so it's still great to get to know these kids and coach these kids and work with them in the spring. And so that, I think, helps with track numbers in that, like, you know, you got 160, 180 kids between those four fall sports that then in the spring they all come out and run track.
So in the postseason, as we start marching towards that, because it'll come quicker than what everybody
yeah.
expects it does, will we have athletes that will be competing down the line?
We hope so, yeah. Our two pole vaulters on the guys' side are both, they're ranked second and third right now in the sectional. We got, like I said, Chris Angelis in the mile. We got a couple ladies, Jocelyn Ramirez was 2 inches off of getting out of the sectional last year in the high jump. And so she's been putting in a ton of work. She actually got second at Harrison. She just lost it was the Harrison girl that beat her last year. And so they've been going back and forth for a while now. And then we have a couple girls on the distance side that are doing really, really well.
And when you go to the sectional, it's not class sports. It's you compete against everybody. And I think you guys probably go over to West Lafayette or Harrison, just like the other county schools.
Yep. We're all over there with, you know, McCutcheon and Harrison and West Lafayette and LCC and all the Lafayette area schools. And then our regional is all the Indy area schools.
So, Coach, the weather's been kind of tricky for everybody out here in the spring. And how's that working out for you guys? And when the weather is bad, I'm assuming everything goes inside and we're running around the top of Case Arena?
Yeah, a lot of times we got to get creative. It's not like we don't have an indoor track or a field house or anything like that. So sometimes we're running through the English hallway and you know, sometimes we're doing agility work and things like that. Some explosive work when we have to come inside, but that's par for the course for the spring. You know how it gets in Indiana.
I haven't been the east side of town lately, Coach. How's the press box coming?
It's coming. We got a plan submitted to the state, and so hopefully that'll get moving here soon.
So that is a challenge, not having the press box available for the spring.
Yeah, but Mr. Niehaus figured it out. He figured out a way to get power rain out there so that we can host the meet today, and he's just done a tremendous job of getting all that stuff situated and set up and figured out, and he had to get a little creative with it, but he's got it all pulled off.
Good. All right, well, we appreciate you calling in today, Coach. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck
today.
Real
quick, I want to make a plug, too. We got a youth track meet starting too.
Oh.
So helping to build those numbers at a young age. We're on May 2nd and May 3rd, we're having a youth track. On the 2nd, we're having track practice for our pre-K through 5th grade kids. And then on May 3rd, we're having our first annual youth track meet for all community schools of Frankfort kids.
That's great.
So we're really looking forward to that, too. We got a bunch of kids signed up already, and we're letting them run the 50, the 100, the 400, the 800. They'll throw some shot, jumping over a long jump pit because all the little kids like jumping in the sand. And it'll be a fun day.
Well, if I remember correctly, back in the day when Robol Stott Field, whichever you want to call it, that all the elementary schools, that's when they all used to run against each other, and the Cats and the Woodside Woodchucks and the Southside Archers. So you're bringing back history, Coach. Good for you guys.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Our high school kids are excited about, you know, running it. They're going to be the ones coaching the meet, and I just get to kind of sit back and administrate it. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be fun seeing those little kids out there running and throwing stuff and jumping around. And
Back in the day, they ran on cinders.
Oh, yeah. Our track's a lot nicer than a cinder track, that's for sure.
Yeah, when you fall, you don't have to worry about pulling the cinders out of your skin.
Yep.
Coach, again, thanks. Appreciate you calling in. Good
yeah,
luck today.
Go get them. You guys
have
me on.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll call you back
have
later.
Good,
thank you. All right, you're listening to Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blackard, Don Stock. I know Adam Harness is listening. Thanks for you tuning in, Adam. And our sponsor, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farm Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle. Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.